AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump's latest travel ban was to take effect beginning this morning, but a federal judge in Hawaii has blocked it. Judge Derek Watson's ruling says the new ban, like its predecessor, fails to show that nationality alone makes a person a greater security risk to the United States. The ban, which was announced in September, applied to travelers from Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, along with some Venezuelan government officials and their families. A bipartisan Senate deal to limit the growth of health insurance premiums is reeling after President Trump reversed course and opposed the agreement. And top congressional Republicans and conservatives gave it a chilly reception. President Trump now says Congress must find a solution to what he calls the Obamacare mess.
While I commend the bipartisan work done by Senators Alexander and Murray, and I do commend it, I continue to believe Congress must find a solution to the Obamacare mess instead of providing bailouts to insurance companies.
The president speaking to the Heritage Foundation last night. President Trump is called the widow of a soldier killed in an ambush in Niger. And according to Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who says she heard part of the conversation, the president told Maisha Johnson that her husband, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, quote, knew what he signed up for. Congresswoman Wilson.
You shouldn't say that to a grieving widow. And everyone knows when you go to war, you could possibly not come back alive. But you don't remind a grieving widow of that.
The White House didn't have an immediate comment. Texas will execute Anthony Short tonight, a convicted killer. Authorities say he killed four women. He is a former tow truck driver, phone company repairman, and part-time musician. This is AP Radio News. NFL players and owners have met and talked about the Take a Knee protest, but they haven't reached any agreements.
More than a dozen NFL players talked with 11 team owners in New York about how the players and the teams can speak out on the nation's social problems. Commissioner Roger Goodell says the meeting was likely the first of many.
Players and the owners came to an agreement that these aren't really issues that are player issues or owner issues or community issues. They're issues that affect all of us.
While the national anthem protest drew the ire of President Trump and others, Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins says their focus was on solutions and how we get the results that we want to get. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Yankees beat the Astros 6-4 to tie the American League Championship Series at 2 games apiece. And the Dodgers beat the Cubs 6-1 and have a 3-games-to-none lead in the National League Championship Series. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.